I've just caught up again with my friend Simon Berry when we're talking about digital inclusion and neighbourhood blogging and this, that and the other. But I must get an update on what's happened to Cola Life. Where's it got to?
Well, actually, David, we are sat here in the Cola Life office, which is the room above the Marquis of Granbury. Just off Smith Square, and I've met so many interesting people here who responded to the various blog posts and announcements that we've made recently. But where are we? Well, the big deal is that Coca-Cola have recently agreed to run trials of the Cola Life idea in Tanzania, so we can expect to see some sort of trial of the idea before the end of the year, and that was announced a few weeks ago at a sort of public seminar, and then there was the BBC picked up on that through Twitter, actually, because it created a huge amount of activity. I think it was the news that they'd announced it was retweeted 40 times. Now, for those Twitterati amongst you, that's a lot of retweets, and it meant the BBC picked up on it, and we were called in for an interview. I say we, it's me and the guy from Coca-Cola. And we had a sort of three-way conversation about it, and that went out on the IPM programme, I think, two Saturdays ago. So, yeah, it's all very exciting, and slightly anxious, though, that people will now think, oh, job done, when really the job's only just started. We've moved from a cool idea, which was refined by gathering thousands of people around it and having it challenged and questioned and so on. We've moved from that, from a good idea, to, oh my God, there's a huge job to do. So we need more support now than we ever have in the past, really.
Thinking back to that great brainstorming meeting we had about stunts, which we did a bit of video about weeks back, there's a giant pod lying around somewhere.
There's a giant aid pod up in Sheffield, made by some guys at The Workshop in Sheffield. A contact of one of the supporters of Cola Life, and we're just actually talking about getting that down into London and putting it in places where people gather, and the favourite spot for that at the moment is the Nesta reception. Whether Nesta can quite get it all organised in time, I don't know, but that's where we're going to put it. And then if we don't put it there, we're going to hang it from a balcony on the Strand, subject to health and safety inspections and so on, to give publicity there. So yeah, this giant aid pod will soon be seen in public places.